Today's shiur is the Ilui Nishmat Hinda Rivka Bat Rav Avram. Hilchot Tzitzit, Siman Yud Bet, Dvarim Haposlim Bet Tzitzit. Im Nifsiku, Kol Chutei HaKnaf, V'nishtayer Bahem Kidei Anivat Kol HaChutim HaPsukim Biyachad, Kasher. If all of the chutim on the corner were ripped, they were torn, but you still had the length, kedei aniva, which we said was two thumbs or 4 centimeters, as long as there's still that amount, kasher. Ve'im lo nishar kedei aniva, but if it's not that much remaining, afilo bechut echad shenifsa kulo, even on any of them, it's completely ripped. In other words, it's less than 4 centimeters, pasul. Okay, quick explanation, really important. For clarity, the fact is, there's only 4 strings, all right? So when you have your tzitziot, consider 4 strings, do not consider 8. It'll make it easier to understand. All 4 strings, here, just leave it. All 4 strings, we want them ideally to be complete. And then they're folded over, and you get 8. So the first opinion, which is the main opinion, lehalacha, at least according to the Shulchan Aruch, is that you need to make sure that that you have 4 strings, right? So among those 4 strings, on one side, it's okay if all of them are ripped completely, even less than kedei aniva, less than kedei aniva. As long as on the other side you have 4 that are all intact, at least kedei aniva, at least 4 centimeters. So if you have 4, you have all 4 strings, the minimum is that among those 4 strings, you need to have 4 centimeters on one side. Okay, it could be either side. There's no way really to know which side if it's 2 and 2. But but that's the ikar halacha. So for example, one more time, if you know that they didn't get mixed up, on one side we look at them as 8. One side you have 4, the other side you have 4. One side can be completely ripped, and the other side, they have to all be at least kedei aniva. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he holds that these 4 strings, which look like 8, these 4 strings, 2 of them must always be 100% intact, so that you have at least 24 centimeters on each side.
How do you know which one links to which?
So, you don't know. Let's read on a little bit. In general, you don't know. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the only leniency is if 2 of them cannot be touched, cannot have to be perfect on both sides. In other words, 24 centimeters on both sides. And 2 of them on one side has to still be kedei aniva, and the other side, you can have 2 ripped. In other words, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, if 2 are ripped on the same side and there's and it's less than 24 centimeters, then you're fine. But once more than that rips, you have a problem. And the halacha, according to the Shulchan Aruch, ideally you want to replace them, but you don't have to. According to the Rama, you do need to replace them, but Bishat Adchak, until you're able to, you can still wear them. Okay, now let's see that inside, so that we... Hilkach, kevan shekol echad pas kafuli shnayim, since all 4 are folded over, and then it's doubled into 8, im nifseku shnei rashim pasu, if you have 2 ends that are become pasul, less than kedei aniva, 2 ends of the same string right? There's four strings, two sides of them. If it would be the same one, it would be pasul. So if it one on each side, why? Shema nifsak chut echad, because we don't know which one they are. So once you have one from each side, it's a problem. When we tie them, we make sure we don't get them mixed up. When we tie them, we always make sure that the same four are on the same side and the same four on the other same side for the entire, for the whole knot process. So when we're looking at our tzitzit, whatever we, the four don't get mixed up in the middle. So that's important. So that if all of them on one side rip, we know that the other half is still okay. And I did check with Mishkan Tcheles, one of the managers, and he believes that whenever they're made with the Hechsher, they're always makpi to make sure that it's like that. I mean, when I make my own also, it's just easier not to get them mixed up. And that was the minhag back then, that you could be somech on it. I'm assuming by any company, if there's a Hechsher, you could be somech on that. Because then, if it's on the same side, so even if two, or really four, are ripped on one side, it's still kasher. Because for sure, it's from different strings. It's not the same one coming backwards, coming back on the same side. So on the other side, it's complete. Which is Kedei Aniva, right? Rabbi Mutam says it even needs to be the full length. But the first opinion is Kedei Aniva. Which we explained, lo machshirim elesh kishenishta yerush shnei chutim shlemin. You must need two that are completely full on both sides. Da'inu arba arash shim shekol echad mi'arashim aroch shneim asar gudelim. Must be 12 long. Gudelim. Az machshirim kishenifseku ashnei chutim acherim in mishtar behem kedei aniva. So then he allows, if two of them rip, it's okay, but even those two still need to be kdei aniva. Aval im nifseku shlosha chutim, but once three anywhere get ripped, afal pi shenishtayer behem kdei aniva psulim, even if they're kdei aniva that long, is still psulim. Well, 20 means 12 on each side. Omi pnei kach kashenechtechu shlosha rashim. And therefore, once three go, im lo dikdek be'et asiyat tzitzit, shiyu nikarim arba rashim shemitzat echa shal hakesher, chayshinan shema kol rosh hu michut acher, v'nimtza she'en kan elachut echad shalim. Hilkach misveika pasol. Aval, im lo nechtechu ela shnei rashim, machshirim b'chdei aniva. Right. V'halacha kisvara rishona, and the halacha, according to Shulchan Aruch, is like the first lenient opinion. But it's good to be machmer according to Rabbeinu Tam. Haga, the noagim ka Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramaz says the minag is to be like Rabbeinu Tam. Haga, v'kol shekin, dikdek, shiu nikarim arba'a rashim shebitzad echad v'nifseku shlosha rashim bitzad echad apasul, that vadai nifseku shlosha chutim. Either way, once three goes, you're in trouble. V'im nifseku b'shnei tzadim nami pasol shama shlosha chutim hen. You're just saying either way, once three goes, it's no good anymore. But heicha detzarich kedei aniva u'mitoch she'achutim avim eino yachol le'onvam. What if you have really thick strings and your kedei aniva is going to be longer? Is it thicker? So you need more, a little bit longer to tie the knot. V'ilu haya dakim haya behem kedei aniva. But if they would have been thin, it'd be no problem. Kasher. That's fine. Because we don't go by your particular thick string. Kedei aniva, the shear is 4 centimeters. Haga. M'sha'arinan mechutin benonim. And we judge it by Beinonim. Now, I keep saying 4 centimeters, but there are opinions that it's a little bit longer, like Chazon Ish. Gimel. Kedei Aniva. What is Kedei Aniva talking about? Until now, we have been assuming that Kedei Aniva applies to the anaf, to the strings that are beyond the knots. So, Larashi min ha'anaf. According to Rashi, when we say it needs to be Kedei Aniva, it's referring to the strings. It needs to be that long. The strings still need to be that long. Uleri, afilu nechtach kol anaf. Even if the entire strings went, they ripped completely. Velo nishar kedei aniva, ela min hagedil kasher. But all you have left is the knots, you're still kosher. As long as the knots, you have enough knots that are 4 centimeters. Ve'echa dela efshar. And when you can't fix it until you're able to. In the meantime, you're not able to fix it. Yesh lismoch ari, you should still wear the tzitziot. You should still say a bracha on it. That's according to the Shulchan Aruch. The only thing that needs to be kedei aniva is the knots. The knots have to still be a minimum length of 4 centimeters. So. The knots, I'll explain to you after. I can show you afterwards if you need. But the whole row of knots, as long as that's 4 centimeters long, you're fine. In other words, even if the top knot goes, it'll still be 4 centimeters, the way most of them are tied. Okay. If it's completely, just one interesting kula is if it's completely ripped, all the strings that we're talking about, let's say there's one string, whatever the situation is, if the string is completely ripped, or all of them, what you could do, many say, is you could also untie the last knot. And then it'll unravel, and now you have a string. Just the last knot, just a little bit. So as long as you still have knots, and now you have enough string that's kedei aniva, it's okay. And it's not a problem of ta'aseh v'lo mina asoy. That's a machloket, but I believe that's the bishat al-chak, that's certainly... besides the Ri, even the Ri doesn't even need that. But even if you want to be Machmer, according to Rashi over here, you can, and it's not a problem, Tasa Velomina Asoy, because it was made properly and it's still there for the most part.
In the case but, you just described, did he destroy his. The here,
if you don't mind asking me right after.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you only have. The tzitzis according to the Ri, where it's the strings are all gone. So some say, the Mishnah Berurah says not to say a bracha, even though you're yotzei midaraisa probably, but still, because of midarabanan, it's a safek, he holds not to say a bracha. I would assume most would agree. And he would say not to go in a Rosh Hashanah Rabim daraisa. But again, Shulchan Aruch would, but different opinions. Now, if it became puzzle and you're fixing it, obviously make sure you're fixing it while you're not wearing it. You want to take it off quickly, fix it, and then put it back on. Okay. Let's go to Siman Yud Gimel Seif Aleph. Arba'at tzitziot me'akvin zedzeh. The four corners of tzitziot are me'akiv one to another. Right? Let's say you have a four-cornered beged, but you only put tzitziot on 3. Did you accomplish anything? Not at all. And you're Mevatel the mitzvah ase. Shekol zman she'ein ba kol ha'arba eina mitziyatzet kehochata. If you don't have all 3, you have nothing. V'hayotzei ba'al yeshut harabim b'shabbat chayav chatat. And you're going to be chayav a korban chatat. In other words, you accomplish nothing and you are carrying the tzitziot. Right, as we mentioned before, because the tzitziot are not batel to the beged, unless they're serving the purpose. Otherwise, they have a little bit of an important status. They have its own status of strings. And since it's not serving its function, it's not betel to the beged. See if bet. Im hi metsuyatzet kehilchata. If it's made properly, with the tzitziot, mutar letzeit ba lirshut harabim, then you are allowed to wear your tzitziot with your talit in the reshut harabim, even if it's reshut harabim deraisa. Bein talit katan, bein talit gadol, any kind of a talis. Afilu bazman hazeh, she'ein lanu techeilet. Even if you don't have techeilet, Because without chelet, you're still yotz mekayim the mitzvah de'oraita. Rak, the Ramah continues, shelo yehimu nachlo al ketifav. But you shouldn't be wearing it just resting like a on your shoulders like a scarf. Perhaps the way some Jews might drive to Shabbos wearing a scarf around their neck. So not only are they driving on Shabbos, which is in Nisr Deraisa, then they're also carrying, which could also be Nisr Deraisa v'shesarabim. Umo kaminam letalit acheskate shehu mitzuyatz kihilchato. Ve'ein sarich lavot kakodem shiyitzebo. And on Shabbos, I believe you checked it once before, but he says the main akpara on checking your tzitziot is for saying a bracha. And here he says for Shabbos, you don't have to. It could be you checked it once during the day or not. That's what the Magen Avraham says. You first checked it once before that day. But then you don't have to keep checking every time you walk outside. You have a chazaka that it's kosher. Gimel. Im nodalo b'shabbat keshehu b'karmelit shatalit alav pasul. Now on Shabbos you're walking and you know and you're in a karmelit, a place you can't carry on a derabanan level, and you notice that your talit, your tzitzis is pasul. Lo yisirenu mi'alavat shegei leveito. You don't have to take it off right away. You can keep walking in the karmelit. The gadol kevod abriot. This kevod abriot is doche and iser derabanan. So it depends. Mishnah Berurah says if you're going to be greatly embarrassed, the gnai gadol, then kevod abriot is doche deraisa. If it's only a small embarrassment, then it's only doche din derabanan. So it depends on. It really depends on the situation. Suffice to say. Haga, vafilu talit katan, shetachat begadav, ein sarich lifshot. Even if you realize your talis katan is pasal, you do not need to take it off in a place that's asur derabanan to carry. Because of kavod abriot. Vehu hadin, now, okay. Vehu hadin im nisat echad min atzitziot, umidubayesh leshebelo talit. Even if you go to shul and you realize that your tzitzis is ripped, it's pasul, even according to kol hashitos, you can still put on your talit, the yuchal elov shel b'lo bracha, you can put it on, obviously without a bracha, mikoach kevod habriot, with a kavod habriot. Ma points out, obviously, v'daf, not obviously, but obviously because we just read the Shulchan Aruch, v'davka b'shabbat, only on Shabbos, the asul asut tzitziot. Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tie tzitziot. So the concept of mevatel a mitzvat aseh, that you're actively not being mekayim tzitzis, doesn't apply to Shabbos on a dalet, on a beged of four corners, because you're not allowed to tie on Shabbos. Some say even if it doesn't exist, the four strings where you live today, during the weekday. But certainly on Shabbos, you're not allowed to tie the strings. So therefore, you don't. It's not the same. You don't have that same. It's not the same chamur. So it's. It's a status of a din derabanan, and therefore kavod abriot is doche. Aval bechol ki hay gavna asur. But during the week, we don't tell you to wear pasul tzitzis even for kavod abriot. Yudalit siman yudalit dinei tzitzit shasan goy v'nashim v'talit sheula. Okay, si'if aleph tzitzit shasan in a yehudi pasul. If a non-Jew ties your tzitzit, pasul. Dichtiv daber b'nei Yisrael apuke ein Yehudi. This comes to exclude an non-Jew. Right? Daber b'nei Yisrael. V'aisha k'shira la'sotan. And a woman is 100% kosher to tie them. V'yesh mahmirin la'hatzrich anashim shi'asu otan. Some prefer men to do it. V'tov la'asot kein lechatchila. But hitel Yisrael tzitziot v'beged below kavana. What if you put on the tzitziot? That means tying the knots without kavana. So we learned that the spinning has to be spinning and twisting has to be done lishma. What about tying the knots? So lechatchila it has to be, according to many, it must be even bedyavet. Yemein tzitziot achirim machshir yesh lismoch al Rambam shemachshir. But the Rambam holds, but when it comes to tying the knots, There's no obligation to do it lishma. So if you have no choice, in the meantime, till you're able to replace them, you can wear them, but it's better than nothing. And it holds you're not, it's probably, you're not mevatel l'aseh, he's somech on the Rambam that much. But better not to say a bracha. Okay, and then the main ikar that has to be bekavana is those first few wraps and the second of the knots. Right? Because those are the real ikar part of tzitzis that we learned. It's those first krichot and the first set of knots that are after the first krichot. And then from then on, it's not mandatory, but you have it to have kavana. Gimel. Hashoel mechavero talit she'ena metzuyetzet patur milahatil ba tzitzit kol shloshim yom. A person borrows a beged from someone of four corners. If he's only borrowing for less than 30 days, he doesn't have to put on strings. Dichtiv kesutcha v'lo shel acher. And you have to own it and not be somebody else's beged. Aval achar shloshim yom chayav midrabanan. But once you are borrowing it for 30 days, Midir Rabbanan, it looks like it's yours. Yipnei shinir et keshelo, so you're chayav. Midir Rabbanan. Vim echziro, tok shloshim. V'chazar eklacho eino mitzarev. What if you borrowed it for 29 days, returned it for a day, then took it back for another 29 days? You're pater. Rak b'inan shloshim yom retzufim. Okay. And then also when you get up to lane for a tara, for kriya satara, so that's one reason why you may not be chayav, but also because you're just wearing it for kavod. If you're just wearing a talis just for kavod for an aliyah, the minag is not to say, the general minag is, again, there are different opinions, is to not to say a bracha, but it's only for kavod. Let's keep reading to fully understand. She'ala kishihi mitzuyetzet mevarech aleha miyad. But if you borrow a talis from somebody, actually, if it has tzitzis on it, then you do say a bracha on it immediately. What's the difference? Because the first case, you just took a raw garment of dalet kanfos, and here you're taking, a beged that's ready made, and even though it's not yours, the assumption is you want to be mekayim the mitzvah, and your friend wants you to be mekayim the mitzvah. So it's, of course, better to say it, but the assumption is it's a matana al minat lahachzir. He gave it to you as a present so that now you own it. And then when you return it, you're going to be making a kinyan back to him. So a shul's talis, I believe, is the exact same. You do say a bracha because they put it there for people to be mekayim the mitzvah. If it would be borrowed, you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. So the shul has kavana when they put it out there that they want you to be mekayim the mitzvah, and they're giving it to you as a matana al menat lahachzir. If you have intent to borrow it and not return it, then it was never yours. Maybe gezel if you took it, but it's certainly not yours, and you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So you have to make sure you return it. Mishnah Berurah points out, If you take a beged and you borrow it for a month, for a year, without permission, also, you're not going to be yotze. I think actually it comes up. Let's read the next line. Dalet. Mutar li tol talit chaveru levarech alav. So you're allowed to take a talis from your friend and make a bracha. Ubilvad shikapelota im mitza'a mekupelet. You see it lying around, but you have to return it folded. If you return it unfolded, it turns out you weren't yotze, because nobody wants you to borrow their talis, even to do the mitzvah, if you're not going to have the common decency to put it back. If you smell, I doubt cologne is included, but certainly you have a bad odor, or you're dirty, and you put it on, and now that dirt or smell is going to stick to the talis, you are not yotze either, because no one wants you to borrow their talis if you're going to end up making it dirty and not return it the same way you got it. V'u'a din b'tfilin, same by tfilin, abal asur lilmon misfarim shel chaveru bilodaito. But you're not allowed to learn from someone else's sefer. Because people don't want you to, because we're afraid you might tear them. Halacha l'maisa, it's a little difficult to know 100%, because it really depends if people want you to borrow without letting them know, without their permission. So it's a touchy subject, and it's really a tzarach iyun subject. When do they allow you to, when do people allow you to borrow something with and without permission? Perhaps nowadays people are more makbid by their clothing and their tefillin than they are by your books. Again, it really depends on the people, depends on the situation, and it's hard to give a general rule. So try not to be not to borrow without asking. And perhaps it might be better not to borrow. I don't know. It really depends than to do it, than to be yotzei the mitzvah. There's going to be an interesting shayla later on. Are you allowed to fold clothing on Shabbos? So here, just interesting tidbit, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should fold it. Some people don't fold their talis on Shabbos. He says, you should fold it if you're returning it, just not on the lines, because people are makbid. But he quotes the Magen Avraham, who says, on Shabbos, people are makbid that you refold it, because they know there's such a halacha. Just interesting.
That means if you borrow someone from Shabbos, they're not makbid, that means you should always say it.
You should say a bracha, yeah. And if it's just for an aliyah, so then that's where it's a touchy subject, because you're wearing it just for the sake of kavod of the aliyah. So some do and some don't. Usually safik bracha sahaka. Hey, talit shel shutafim chayevet betzitzis. If it's a partnership, then you are chayev in tzitzis, but it still is partially yours. Diktiv al kanfei bigdehem. Okay, siman tet vav. Aleph, mutar lehatir tzitziot mitalit zev litnam betalit acher. You're allowed to take tzitzis from one beged to another. Aval shelo lehanicha mebeged acher lo. You can't just take it off and not. V'davke betalit shel bar chiyuva. That's if it's a talis of a bar chiyuv. Because it's chayev and tzitzis. So it's, once it's being useful, you can't insult the tzitzis by taking it away from being mekayim the mitzvah. Aval mutar lehatir. But you are allowed to from tzitzis of a mating. Okay, right? Once the person dies, you're allowed to take off from his talis. I believe it. He used to be wearing it. Beis. See if beis. Another one. Eino yachol likach hakanaf kamo shehu ima tzitziot uletofro beveged acher. You can't just take an entire corner with the tzitziot, remove it, and then tie that corner with the tzitziot onto another beged. Mishum de'al kanfei vigdeim ba'inan. Because it has to first have the corner, and then you put on the tzitzis. V'kanav zeh lo aya mi beged zeh bishat asiya. But when you made it, it wasn't part of the beged. Gimel, talit metzuyetzit. If you have a talit, it was made properly, and then it gets ripped in half, and now you have two separate begadim. As long as each side has the proper shear to be yotze, those tzitzit that are left are good, and then you could just add two more on the new begad. On the two new begadim that came from one. If the beged is not small enough, both halves are not small enough, then that beged isn't chayev in tzitzis at all, and therefore you have to make all four of them all over again. The two that are there, we're not accomplishing anything. All right.